Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin in the Ohiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, starting Halacha Zayin in the Baram Daf Tad Zayin Amud Beis. So in the previous Mishnah, we saw that there were two Eidim that came to testify and one was Kiddush HaChodesh, and Rabbi Gamliel accepted them, but they were questionable because they said something that seemed to be a sheker. Rabbi Yeshua agreed with his question and disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel's Halacha. As we'll see now in the Mishnah, that Chodesh was Tishrei. They came to Mekadesh Chodesh Tishrei. So Gamaliel accepted the Eidim and made the Kiddush HaChodesh a day earlier, while Rabbi Yeshua said these Eidim are not trustworthy, and the Chodesh should be one day later. So Sholach Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Gamaliel sent Rabbi Yeshua, as the Gemara is going to explain, Koyzer ani alecho, I am Goyzer on you, Shetavoy etzli, come to me, Pimaklecho, with your stick, uva moisecho, with your money, biyoyim shechal yom kippurim duyes b'cheshboncho. According to you, Yom Kippur should be a day later. The day that you think is Yom Kippur, come to me with a stick and with money. In other words, you'll carry in Rishus HaRabin and come to me, mukze and carrying, to show that this is not Yom Kippur. Holoch u'mitzoy Rabbi Akiva Meitzer. So Rabbi Akiva sees Rabbi Yeshua that he's Meitzer, he's suffering, he feels terrible, he's going to have to go Mechal Yom Kippur, according to his cheshbon. Zog to Mishadav Yudzayin Amud Aleph, Omoloi v'yesh l'lamet, says Rabbi Akiva, there is what to teach, Shekol Masha Osu Rabbi Gamliel Osu. Whatever Rabbi Gamliel said, we follow him. Shenemai Eile Moedei Hashem Mikroi Koidesh Asher Tekru Oysom. The Muyadim is what you call. What Beis Din call Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. And the Muyadim that follow Rosh Chodesh, they follow what Beis Din says. Bein Bizmanom, Bein Shelo Bizmanom, Ein Li Meodos Elo Elu. Doesn't matter if it's the right time, the wrong time, whatever Beis Din Kiveya, that is the Moyad. So first of all, the Gemara is coming to explain the meaning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel sent, Etzel Misholach, who did he send to? Mimadetani, from where we found the Braiso. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua said, Noyach Hayali Mutal Alamito V'lo Sholach Rabbi Gamliel Adover Hazeh. Rabbi Yeshua said, I wish I was sick in bed than having to go and be Mechal Yom Kippur according to my cheshbon. Hado Amro, this tells us, it's Rabbi Yeshua Shilach. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who got the message. Piyad Mishilach, who was the messenger? Mimadetani Kiloshan Zeh Omer Loi. The Loshan, where Yeshua heard what Rabbi Akiva said, he told him, Nichantani Akivo, Hadom Rabbi Akiva Shileach. Rabbi Chaim explains that the Gemara did not have the girsa that we have that says that Rabbi Akiva saw him. It says that somebody came and told him not to be Meitzer. So who was that person? That was Rabbi Akiva. According to the Prei Moshe, it sounds that the Gemara wasn't sure, even though Rabbi Akiva was the one who was Menachem, they weren't sure that he sent it. So the Gemara, no, the fact that Rabbi Akiva is the one who was talking to Rabbi Yeshua, so he's probably the messenger that was supposed to give the message to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Akiva, Nichamtani. Says the Gemara, Mahayalo ilalamit. I mean, what did you need to hear from Rabbi Akiva? Didn't he know that you have to go base on Beis Din? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yose, Yadin ayinu shim kitshu shaloi be'edin shu mikudosh. Of course they knew that Beis Din has the power to Mekadosh HaChodesh. If they do it on their own without Eidim and they decide to do Kiddush HaChodesh, then for sure you follow them. What's the Chiddush? Shem Kitshu V'Chakim Tzu Eidim Zoyim Erezim Mekadosh. You would think that if they're following the Beis Din or trusting witnesses that are Zoyimim, which means they're lying, so then Beis Din didn't follow the wrong information. So usually, if Beis Din knows what they're doing, or at least they assume, and you just think that maybe Beis Din made a mistake, that's one thing. But if Beis Din are relying in Eidim Zoyim, meaning Eidim Shakranim, so maybe then it's not good. That is the Chiddush that Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua. Says more about Tanina, but we learn, there was 40 pairs of Eidim that passed by. Rabbi Akiva said, stop, that's too much. Mashma, that it was what? Al Yedei, show you Arboim Zug. That's only because it was 40 pairs. And when I had Zug Echad Loya Meakvoy. But one pair, they want the Meakiv. Hi, Beis Din don't need the Eidim. We just learned that Beis Din, we could trust the Beis Din even if there's no Eidim. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Rabbi Chaim says, as Pasha, what the Gemara is really trying to tell us is, of course, there's a mitzvah to listen to Eidim, not to do it on your own. But even if they did not follow the Eidim, they just did it on their own, it's still okay. So Rabbi Yeshua goes to Rabbi Doiso. If you're hesitating, you're not sure that Rav Gamliel did the right psak, so if so, every Beis Din could come in question if they did the right psak. Shinamar Vayal Moshe, I mean, we learn it from the following pasuk. It says Vayal Moshe v'Aaron, Nodav v'Aviu, v'Shivim Zikne Yisrael. So they came speaking about the Dayonim, Moshe, Aaron, Nodav v'Aviu, and Shivim Zkenim. V'lamu l'mispashu Shmoshu Shilzkenim. Why doesn't tell me the names of the Shivim Zkenim? Elamat Lametcho teaches you. Shkol Shloisha v'Shloisha Shomdu Beis Din Al Yisrael. Every three they became Beis Din. Harein ki Beis Dino Yisrael Moshe. We treat him like a Beis Din Moshe Rabbeinu. The same Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know who the Shivim Zkenim were, but we trust them because we know they were part of Moshe Rabbeinu. So every three, even if I don't know if they're good enough, we trust them like the Beis Din Moshe to say, maybe the Beis Din Moshe Dayanim were less than these three. Natal Makloi Moisos, Yeshua took his stick and his money, Biyodoi V'holoch Liyavne, Tzorim Gamliel. He went to Gamliel to Yavne, Biyoim Shechayim Kippurim Deus Bechishboiner. And Yom Kippur, the falls, and his Cheshbon to be Yom Kippur. Rabbi Shua's cheshbon. Omad Rav Gamliel v'nishkoy al roisher. Some real came and kissed him on his head. V'omoloi, boy b'sholim Rabbi v'talmidi. Come in peace, my Rabbi and my Talmid. Rabbi b'chachma, because you're so great in chachma. V'talmidi shkibalto aleches dvorai, that you accepted my words. So the Gemara, see, it says in the pasuk, Hashem asher also es Moshe v'es Aaron v'asher he'elo v'ishlach Hashem es Yerubbaal v'es Bedan v'es Yiftach v'es Shmuel. So two psukim are very close to each other. The first one mentions Moshe v'Aaron, and then it says Yerubbaal, Bedan, Yiftach, and Shmuel. Who's Yerubbaal? Is Gidoin, one of the Shoftim. Bedan is Shimshon. Yiftach is Yiftach Gilodi. Hiki shloisho kalei oilom. The three very low Shoftim, relatively speaking. Leshloisho abiru oilom, the three greatest Gidoin in the world, Tam Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, Shmuel, and Novi. These three, which are low, shkulim kenegad Moshe, Aaron, v'Shmuel, yishakol to Moshe, Aaron, v'Shmuel, meaning dayanim of every generation, they are the dayanim. And you trust them and you follow them, even though they're much less than previous generations. Meaning Moshe v'Aaron is mentioned at the beginning, and Shmuel is mentioned at the end. In the middle, you have the ketanim to show their mamish equal. We're not mentioning the ketanim at the end. Omad Rav Gamliel v'nishka roisho. So Gamliel comes and kisses Yerushua on his head. V'omer lo boy b'sholem Rabbi v'talmidi. Rabbi b'chochma, Yosash b'chocham. V'talmidi b'yereschet. Yereschet, he has the fear of chet to listen to the Rebbe. Rabbi b'chochma, v'talmidi shkol mashani goyzer alov v'mikayim. Whatever I say, he listens to me. Sizmo k'tiv alufeinu mesubolim. Rabbi Yochon and Shimon Melokish. They both have drushes. Rabbi Yochon omar alufeinu mesablim en k'sivkan. It doesn't say that they're misabling others, make others carry them. Elo alufenu mesubalim, they're carrying. Beshosha ktan gdoilim sevlim sektanim, when the big ones are carrying the small ones, ain't parrots, vein yitzes, vein tzvacha berchoveseinu. Then there's no scream in our streets. Roshir melokish misares hadin kroyo. In other words, he dashens the opposite, the exact opposite. Alufenu soivlim, that's the Yusuf Abchaim, en ksivkan. Now that they're carrying the others, Elofenu misubalim, they're being carried by others. Beshashaktanim soivlim sagdoilim, when the small ones are carrying the big ones, meaning they're taking care of them, they're mechabed them, in parrots, in tzoytzes, in tzoch b'chavaseinu, so no bad things happens in our streets. Hoshilo de kfar tamarto b'shav yuchanun said, Asa yerech lemoyadim, shemesh yodoy mivoyoy. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Shmuchu made the moon to be kaveh in the moyadim, and the sun knows where it's coming. What do you dash from this pasuk? Says the Gemara of Yudzayin Amud Beis, Mishemesh yodo mivoyoy aso yorech lemoyadim. From the time the sun comes down, from the sunset, we start cheshbening the moyadim, start cheshbening Rosh Chodesh. Meaning to say what? So explains Reb Chaim, based on the Hemshech HaGemara, that if the moon is not seen until a few hours into the night, you start counting Rosh Chodesh from the beginning of the night, and you don't wait for the next night. You don't say, oh, if I didn't see the moon until 9 p.m., so maybe I won't count Rosh Chodesh until the next night. So we say, no, Mishemesh Yodah Mivoyer, from the time the sun was set, that's when we count the Moyadim. The Gemara brings another riot to this. It says, Omar B'rach Yoksiv in the Pasuk of Yisum Miram says, B'chodesh HaRishon, and the Pasuk continues, B'chamisha So Yoyim L'chodesh HaRishon. So the Gemara explains like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, when did he mikadash chodesh Nisan? Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the moon. When did he show him the moon? In the middle of the night. Not in the beginning of the night. So kadyitma b'leil mu'ado, when came the night of the 15th, how many sunsets did he have? Abayasim matmim isbe. There was only 14 sunsets after Moshe Rabbeinu saw the moon. Have mishkiya sachamo atmoni levono. So that means you start counting the levono from mishkiya sachamo. Because even though he saw the moon in the middle of the night, you start counting from the beginning of the night. So 14 sunsets after that is the 15th. The Gemara brings another raya. Omar of Simon bevihoyu. Vihoyu means, it says in the pasuk regarding the sun and the moon, it says vihoyu lo oisoisu l'moyadim. You do the moyadim with the sun and the moon. So what do you do? Hashem el deizeh el deizeh. The sun and the moon together will give you the moyadim. Why? We base only on the moon because we start counting from sunset, from beginning of the night. Meaning that always the day comes after the night. Meaning the beginning of the day is the night. Meaning this, the entire day will be part of the chodesh, not only half the day. So the Gemara explains the how they go together. Together have one drosha. If you see only a birchon over here, very boyker, have a amin loy omay la filu kulam in a chodesh. Meaning, I'm not going to start the month until the next night. I need it to be fully min a chodesh, not only partially. So if I see the moon in the middle of the night, I'll start counting the next night from the beginning of the evening. Have it zucho la hid omay shim lokish. That's you need shlokish to say, chodesh hazel lachem osh chodeshim. This moon that you're seeing this day is going to be part of the month. If you say Abshum Lakish, it says you're counting this day. Maybe if he sees the moon during the night, he's going to start counting the month from the morning, but not the night. So I need Abshum to tell me that it starts always in the evening. I don't start in the middle of the day. I don't start in the morning. And even Shlakish will tell you that this day that you saw the moon, that's part of the count. And I don't wait for the next night to start the Chodesh. I started from this day, but from the beginning of the evening, and that's the drasha, that even though you see the moon in the middle of the night, Rosh Chodesh already starts from sunset. With this, we're Messiah in the second parak of Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Hadron Aloch Perak Im Einar Makirim, Hadron Aloch Perak Im Einar Makirim, and with this we conclude, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin.